New York State's efforts to contain the novel coronavirus and reopen the economy rely heavily on contact tracers. Those are the people who find anyone who is close to a patient with a confirmed case of the virus and tell those contacts to stay isolated. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg caught up with some of Monroe County's contact tracers in training.
The county now has hundreds of people who have signed up to volunteer as a contact tracer. One is Laura Tuttle. She's at a training with 14 other people who are learning how to make the phone calls that no one wants to get. You've probably been exposed to the novel coronavirus. Tuttle has a degree in public health, but she hasn't yet gotten a job in the field. She says volunteering is a way to keep her skills fresh and contribute to fighting the epidemic.
In public health, you want everything to always be prevention of a disease, but right now, since we're in this pandemic, it's exciting to be part of the solution.
Leading the training is Aaron Signorelli with the County Public Health Department. He says the work might seem simple. Just call someone, tell them they were exposed, and instruct them to stay isolated. But it's not that easy.
I don't want to sugarcoat anything for you guys. It's a heightened emotional situation. You don't know what you're walking into.
Signorelli says some people worry the virus is a death sentence. Some live with immunocompromised roommates or family members. I asked Tuttle if those difficult conversations feel a bit intimidating.
I mean, if I said no, I think a lot of people, I don't think you'd be really taking it fully seriously.
But she says she's ready. Signorelli walks the volunteers through some of the ways their conversations might go. He reminds them about how important it is to gather accurate information.
Take your time. We want quality work. Ask a few questions. Make sure that you go through it. Check it again.
Signorelli ends by telling the prospective contact tracers that he hopes he never needs them. He says if people keep distancing and staying home as much as possible, even as the economy starts to reopen, the county might be able to get by without the volunteers. Still, he admits that's a long shot. He says as things open up, the virus will probably spread, and the county will need to respond quickly to isolate people who get it. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.